Okay, welcome to Nedarim. Mesechta Nedarim, Daf Beis. As every Mesechta has its own unique character, its own unique Lashonos and topics, so today we start, Baruch Hashem, we have the schus of starting another world, a world of Mesechta Nedarim. What is Mesechta Nedarim, which is all about promises and vows and uprooting those vows? What is it doing here in Seder Nashim? You might have thought there might be you never ask a question unless you can find a better place. You know, like, why is it here? You have to say, it should have been, but there are other places it could have been put with Mesechta Shavuos. But the Gemara explains that the Gemara is going to ask, it's connected to Perek HaMadir, which was one of the Prakim in Mesechta Ksubis, where it talks about Nedarim between a husband and a wife. And also the Rambam writes that the Iker discussion of Nedarim in the Torah is related to the husband-wife, father-daughter relationship, and that is why also it has to do with women, and it is in Meseches, it is in Seder Nashim. Once you have Nedarim, so then what follows is an example of a Neder, which is Meseches Nazir, which Bez Hashem will start on Shushan Purim. The scene will be on Purim and Shushan Purim. That Shabbos will start Nazir, and after Nazir, the Gemara says, if you that comes Meseches Sota. So we have one Agadah Mesechta coming up in a couple of months. Sota has much Agadah in it, but why Sota? Because if somebody sees a Sota B'Kulkula, the Gemara says Yatzer Asma Min Ayayin, then he'll take upon himself a Nazirus, because he sees what levity might do to a person. So that's the triumvirate of Nedarim, Nazir, Sota, which is in many Gemaras, is in the same volume. You might have that, Nedarim, Nazir, Sota. But that's the next one's on course. And then, of course, the Mesechas Seder Nashim ends with Gittin and Kiddushin, the two major Mesechas at the end of the Seder. Okay, there is a big discussion why Mesechas Nedarim, as you see, many of the dafim Mesechas Nedarim are very short dafim. So in terms of reading it during the shiur, you know, it'll take less time. But in terms of preparation, anybody knows to see that the Ran plays a major role in Mesechas Nedarim. Why does the Ran play such a major role? Because Rashi really is not Rashi. If you see on the side, it says Rashi on top. You don't need, Machavrusa said, you don't need to say Rashi on top if it's really Rashi. He speaks for himself. You know, it says Rashi, or this is Rashi. It's not Rashi. Right? The assumption is that this is not really Rashi. This is, for some reason, certain Mesechtas were not learned as much in the Mesorah, so therefore there are certain Girsos issues, and there are certain Rishonim, like, did Rashi write in Nedarim? L'chorah, he did. Some Rishonim quote a Rashi that we don't have. Rav Avi Minahar, one of the common Rishonim on Nedarim, which hopefully we'll use from time to time, quotes a Rashi, and we don't have it. That's one of the Rayas, that this isn't really Rashi. So we'll call him the Pirush. The Pirush, that's how it's usually called in the Achronim's Svarim. The Pirush says, okay, that's one of the Rishonim, but it's not Rashi. But what's majorly used on Mesechas Nedarim is the Ran. The Ran is on the Daf. The Ran acts like Rashi and like Tosfos. There is a little Tosfos on the side, but the Ran is crucial when learning Mesechas Nedarim. He is very wordy, but it's really It's a beautiful pirush on Mesechas Nedarim. Again, when Rabbi Rav Rosenzweig once said that the Nedarim is a little, you know, usually you have to figure out lamdas. To figure out what's the lamdas here, the Ran says all the lamdas. The Ran just says it for you. He puts it out on a silver platter. The Ran just says, here, this is what the sugi is about. So the Ran explains, and he has kasha the terutzim. He acts like Rashi and Tosfos in one big package. So again, we're going to be referring to a lot of the Rans inside, and Bez Hashem, we will go from there. Okay, two other points of introduction, and then we'll get into the Mishnah. There is a mitzvah to keep one's Nedarim. There is a mitzvah to keep one's Nedarim, and through this machlokas that we're about to see, it will get us into the background of the Mesechta. There's a mitzvah daraisa, if one makes a neder, one makes a promise, to keep one's Nedarim. The Rambam writes in Mitzvahs Atzei Tzadik Dalet, 94. Chetzivanu l'kayim kol mashi kibalnu al nafshenu. We have a mitzvah daraisa. This doesn't say that you're supposed to make Nedarim. Gemara says you're not supposed to make a darim. Once you make a neder, though, so then there's a mitzvah daraisa to keep it. Everything that we've accepted upon ourselves, b'dibur, mishvua, v'neder, v'tztaka, v'karban, anything we say, we have to keep. V'zulazeh, any other examples. Who amar yisaleh, mosas v'asecha, tishmar v'yasisa, right, it says in Parsha Kisetze, mosas v'asecha, whatever comes out of your mouth, tishmar v'yasisa, you shall guard and you shall do. Kasher nadarta, v'yafal pi shechilko milo zeh ha-pasek, even though you darsh in every word in that pasek for something else, says the Rambam, still it's a mitzvah to be mekayim this your neder. Via over a love, over a mitzvah, lo saseh. And if you violate, you are violating a lo saseh. And I'll get to the lo saseh when I get to the lo saseh. That is the Rambam. And then the Rambam continues. You'll see why this is important in a minute. There's another pasuk in the Torah that refers to the same tzivui. Okay, here. Pasuk in Parshas Matos. Everything that comes out of your mouth, you shall do. Pasuk in Matos, Pasuk in Kiseitse refer to the same mitzvah, says the Rambam. Faris Baru Mishpatei Mitzvah Zu, Mekomas Rabim, etc. Fine. The Ramban on this Rambam argues. The Ramban says there's really two mitzvahs here. There's not one mitzvah. What kind of two mitzvahs? There are two separate mitzvahs of keeping your word. Okay, forget the Losa says for now. Two separate mitzvahs keeping your word. What do you mean two separate mitzvahs? There's two psukim. There's one in Matos and one in Kiseitse. Kashe Kmotzes of Asecha, the Shreba Asisa, and the Pasuk of Kochal Yotzimi Pivyasa. What are the two mitzvahs? One, there are two types of nedarim. And this is the first ran also. First ran over here on top, there's something called Nidre Hekdish, and there's something called Nidre Isser. If I say, I promise to give my animal as a carbon, that's called Nidre Hekdish. That's something that I'm giving to the Beis HaMikdash. That's one type of neder. See the ran, top of the ran. Neder hu be'echon mishnei inyonim. Im nidre hektish hu makdish lebedek abayis. I give something to the bedek abayis. Olam is be'ach. Right, I give something for temple upkeep, or I give for kedushas aguf, to give an animal. U be'inyin ze eini yochol lakdisho, and amashu shalo, b'yisura kol kol adam. So that's nidre hektish. The ran even says, there are two attributes of a neder shel hektish. Number one, you can only be makdish, maybe a neder on hektish or something that's yours. I can't make another hektish about something that's not mine. Your animal should go to the Beis HaMikdash. Ein adam makdash davar she'enu shalo. That's one attribute of another hektish. Number two, if I make another hektish, it applies to everybody in the world. Those are two aspects of their hektish. But there's a totally different type of nether hektish. What we usually say, talk about nedarim, what do we say? What do we think of? That, I'm not allowed to eat hamburgers. Make a nether, I'm not allowed to eat hamburgers. That's not nothing to do with hektish. That's a nidre isser. It's a different type of neder. Says the Ran, third line. Nidre, the Ran, a great, great, grand Talmud of the Ramban, who we're talking about here. Nidre Isser, she'asar al asma dvar mamutarim. Right, I asar on something mutter, that's asar to me. I say this is asar to me. I say I can't get any benefit from you. I say you can't get any benefit from me. I make any type of neder. Ubeinyin zeh, yochol le'asar afilu nefzeh chaveir olav. So, nafkamina, between the two types, says the Ran, I can asar my friend's stuff on me. I can't do that by neder shel hektish. Only the second time, Nidre Yisr, I could do something with somebody else's property. And number two, the Ein Usuro Shava Lakol. I could say, your stuff is also to me. I'd like to do with the third guy. Doesn't affect the third guy. So the Ran quotes two nafkaminas between Nidre Hekdesh and Nidre Yisr. Says the Ramban in his Asakis on this Sefer HaMitzvah, Sadik Dalid, it's two separate mitzvos. Two mitzvos. To keep your nether shel Hekdesh, to keep your Nidre Isser. So that is, again, something that we'll talk about many times throughout the Masechta, but even to start, Machlokas Rambam Ramban, why is it, whether it's one mitzvah or two mitzvahs? Just one other ha'ara on this point, and that is in Mitzvahs HaMelech. We've mentioned the Sefer before, Rabbi Cement from Chicago, beautiful Sefer on Sefer HaMitzvahs. He has three volumes out on Mitzvahs Haseh. I don't think he has Los Haseh, so I'm not sure if he's doing it, but three volumes out of Mitzvahs Haseh. He has all the Lumdis and the Makoros. Anybody wants to learn Sefer HaMitzvahs Be'iyun? This is the Sefer that to do it with. He quotes, what's the Ramban? Why should he count it as two mitzvahs? The same thing. Both psukim say, keep your word. Sounds like the same thing. So fine, it's two types, but isn't it the same mitzvah? Why should you count it as two mitzvahs? Explains the mitzvahs of Melech, and I saw this in other achronim as well. V'nira b'dasa Ramban, he says, even though it looks like the same thing, these two nedarim are working very, very differently. If I say, hamburgers are asur to me, I am in control. I am doing everything. I am assering something. This is usher to me. My stuff is usher to you. I can make any type of nether I want. I am creating. I am the oser and I am the matir. If I get it, hufa hatar sadarim. But by nidre hektish, am I being maktishit? So says the mitzvah zamelach, no. What you are doing is saying that it is hektish. Once you say it's hektish, then regular rules and regulations of hektish kick in. It's usher. But really, it's more of you're just being magdirit. We spoke about this when we spoke about Kachi Bedek Abayis versus Kedushas Aguf in the past, but says the Mitzvah HaMelech, Nidre Hektish Enokain, Tahod Dachal Kedushas Hektish Al Behema, Oshal Chavasam Lav Hilchas Nedarim, it's a din in Kinyanim. you're makna it to the Beis HaMikdash, and once you do that, even through words, right, because we paskin, it's very easy to make something hektish. Amiraso legavoa, kemisiraso lehektish. Say, usually you have to give something to your friend to be makna it to him. By hektish, all you have to do is say it. My animal belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. So that's a din in kinyonim. It's not a din in nedarim. So it says, the mitzvah samalach, that's what the Rabban counts as two separate mitzvahs, because they work very differently. One works through a neder, and one works through a kinyan. You make it belonging to the Beis HaMikdash, and memela, then it, all the isurim kick in. And he even quotes a raya to this. We'll get back to this in a minute, and then Aaron, I'll take your question. The Avni Milum in Siman Aleph quotes, what happens if a non-Jew, says, you know, I want to give this animal to the Beis HaMikdash. So what's the halacha? Does that work? Does he have to keep his promise? So he says, yes, he has to keep his promise. Says the Avni Milum, what, Hilchos Adarim apply to non-Jews? Doesn't look like it's one of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. Right, so what does he have to keep his promise for? So said the Avni Miluim, it's a Chov Gamur. Why? Because this is not a Hilchos Adarim. It's regular Kinyanim. Non-Jews make Kinyanim. Not just going to make kinyanim, they can give it to the Beis HaMikdash. So zeo gedech chiyuvin, kishu nadru lavi karbon. Yisod adin dachal hektish lam hilchus adarim, el midin amirus l'gavog, b'zirus l'hadyus. That's just a nafkamina between hilchus adarim and hilchus kinyanim. So again, that is related to the machlokas Rambam and Ramban. Yeah. Gavar chafsa, we will get to Be'ez Hashem on Amad Beis. We'll get to that. Yeah. Shavuos is a different thing. Well, hektish. Well, shavua might work. All shavuos might work. This. Well, shavua is about yourself. So, what are you doing? I promise to give a. I swear to give a. To give a carbon. So, shavuos is all one. You're right, but nadarim might have different types of nadar. Okay, so that is related to two types of nadarim: nidre hektish and nidre iser. Oh, I forgot to mention before when we talked about how nadarim was not studied. Why wasn't Nedarim studied? So it was out of the Misora. So for some reason, we don't have Rashi, Tosfos is unusual, right? The Ran is on the page. So why wasn't it studied? So in this one of these Dafyomi pages, given out, it quotes two ideas why Nedarim might not have been in the Misora. Quotes one, the Mishnah we had back in Chagiga, Hetha Nedarim Parchin Ba'avir, meaning a lot of Nedarim is Torah Shebal Peh. A lot of Mesechas Nedarim is Torah Shebal Peh. By the way, this whole Mesechah is about Nidre Isser. Nidre Hektish is in Seder Kachim. So Nidre Isser, that category is what this Masechta is about. Making them and getting rid of them. That's basically the whole Masechta of making the Nedarim and getting rid of the Nedarim. But the question, so the one approach is that because it's so Torah Shebal Peh, this is one of the approaches given, they didn't want to give, Chazal did not want to give the Karaites a certain foothold, give them something to really attack. So that's why there's so many other Masechtos to learn. We'll stay away from Nedarim. If we do Nedarim, there'll be so many fights. There's so many. So we'll stay away from Masechtos Nedarim. That's one idea suggested. The Torah scholars, this is from one of the Ma'oris Daf Yomi, did not want to give the Karaites an opportunity to sway the hearts of the masses. Maybe it was a time period where they had a foothold and they were very scared. They don't want to take away. Usually we just do the opposite. Make it strong. Show Torah Shebal Peh is great. But at least maybe in that time period, they don't want to publicly discuss it. A. Or B, much more Lamaisa answer, and that is people were very flippant and not zahir in their use of Nedarim. I'll get them out to Neder. Erev Rosh Hashanah, come on. I can make a Neder now. I know Erev Rosh Hashanah. You stay after Slichas. So people started being mezalzel. So that's why Chazal said better for people not to know about this Hataras Nedarim business. So therefore, they just stopped. It fell out of the Besara. But again, that was only in a time period early. Obviously, the older Rishonim talk about it. There's a Ritva, there's a Rashba, there's a Ramban on Nedarim. Again, a lot of it is quoted in the back on the same page in the back of a regular Gemara. You have all the Rishonim right there. Again, that's in terms of why it was out of the Misora. Okay, and finally, the last point, and this is the first Ran on the Masechta. As we mentioned, two types of Nedarim: Nidre Hektish and Nidre Isser. Even within Nidre Isser, there are three points to know about. There are three ways that you can make a neder. Nidre Isser, which we're going to call Nedarim now, making promises. There are three formulations that you can use to formulate your neder. Number one is the regular din neder. I promise not to eat ham. Hamburgers are also to me. I don't want to say that because that might be something else that we'll talk about. Hamburgers are also to me. My hamburgers are also to you. You can't benefit from me. Right? Any neder you want. If you make a full-fledged formulation, wonderful. That is Iker HaNeder. If you look at the sixth to last skinny line in the Ran, sixth to last skinny line, V'nidrei Isser Heim Be'echon Mishlosha Drachim. Three ways, three formulations that Nedarim you can make a Neder. Iker HaNeder, Kinuyo V'yados. Three things. Number one, let's read. Iker HaNeder, number one is the Iker HaNeder. Sheyomar Dover Zeh Osir Alai. This thing is Osir to me. There are, though, two ways you could say that. Again, it sounds like a lot of information now, but we'll see. This is all going to be played out in the Masechta. This thing is Osir to me. But there's still two, we alluded to this in a Tuesday night shiur last week. There's two ways you can say something is Osir to me. You can just say, it's Osir to me. Or you could say, it's Osir to me like that's Osir to me. That's called Hatfasa. Hatfasa, literally, to be toe-faced means to grab, like you grab something. There's a way you can make a neder without being Hatfasa. This is Osir to me. But let's say you want to say, this is Osir to me like that piece of treif. This is Osir to me like such and such. So that's another way to make a neder. That's called Hatfasa. There's a rule, though, regarding Hatfasa. We'll mention it because the Ram mentions it here. You can only be matvis something that is bedavar hanadur and not bedavar ha'asur. Again, it's important to have the certain yesodos the first day. What does that mean? If I go over and say, this hamburger should be Osir to me like that piece of pig, what I said was meaningless. What I said was meaningless and this hamburger is mutter to me. Why? Because I just was matvis this mutter thing with something that is asur, something that Hashem made asur. I can't compare something to what Hashem made. I'm going to do something like Hashem did something. It doesn't work. You can't be matvis bedavar ha'asur. You can only be matvis bedavar ha'nadur. This is asur to me like that carbon is asur to me. Who made that carbon asur? I did. This is asur to me, period. This is asur to me like that's asur to me. So that's matvis bedavar ha'nadur. So Hatfasa only works by Davar Nadur, because those are the only comparable things. You can't be Matfis B'davar Ha'asur. That's again, it's only the second parak we'll talk about. But that's a full-fledged Neder. It's just a different formulation. So Ikra Neder could be one of two ways. This is Asur, or this is Asur like that's Asur. Number one. Number two, third wide line in the middle of the Ran. Number two, Vikinu Yo, the second of the three categories within Ikra Isur, is a Kinui. Literally, Kinui is a nickname. A nickname for an Eder, which we're going to have in our Mishnah. What's a kinui? You don't say the real lashon of an Eder. Konam means something's asur to me like a karbon. But let's say you don't say that word konam. You say some other word that kind of sounds like karbon, asur, but it's not. You didn't use the exact proper formulation. You say konam, konach, kones, right? All these types of these slang, even lashon, that's called a kinui nedarim, a kinui neder, and that also works. What's a kinui? Where do these come from? Where do these words come from? So that is a machlokas we're going to have. You can look for a moment on Daf Yud. Daf Yud, again, this is going to be referred to a number of times. You looked on Daf Yud Amud Aleph for a minute, on the bottom of Amud Aleph. Where do these kinuyim come from? Says the Gemara, Itmar, kinuyan. What's a kinui? Right? Because look in the Mishnah there. Homer, konam, konach, kones, hare, kinuyin, lekarbon. Cheirik, cheirik, cheirik. All these other lashonos. So says the Gemara, kinuyin. Machlokas Reb Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Reb Yochanan amar lashon umos hein. They're lashon of other nations. What does this mean? Some Rishonim means it's other nations who try to speak Hebrew and they messed up. So these words came, it's like a Hebrew word that's part of another language now, but it's not exactly the same word that it was in Lashon HaKodesh. That's one way, that's Lashon Umos, or others say no. It's just the other nation's word of saying sacrifice. Just the other nation's word of saying sacrifice. Any Lashon, it's an amazing line, back on the Ran on Basement Aleph. What's language anyway, says the Ran? It's just an acceptance of people. Why is this table called a table? Why is this chair called a chair? It's just that way because this is an accepted. There's nothing inherent about the language. It's whatever you, whatever the nations accept. Kol al shono says the Ran. Einon ela haskamas uma v'uma. Right, that was the six wide line on base of an aleph. Right, it's that language is just an haskam of the nations. So anything they say, anything they accept to accept as the word of carbon. That's what it means. So that's Rabbi Yochanan. A kinoi is any language, whether it's a takeoff on Hebrew or not, any slang, that means carbon. Rishlimin ben Lakish, Amar, no. Lashon shebadu lehem chachamim lios no derbo. It's other words which the rabbis made up to accept as carbon. Other words that they made up. Okay, either way, we'll refer to that. Either way, it's a din daraisa. Either it's whether it's Rabbi Yochanan or Reish Lakish, but either way it's in Daraisa. That is a second way to express a neder. Again, we're going to have three ways to express a neder. Iker ha-neder, this is usher to me. Or, this is usher like that's usher. Right? Regular or hatfasa. That's number one. Number two is saying it with a kinui. Saying it with some other type of word that's a little off the regular formulation. And what exactly is that? That's referred to on Daf Yud. And finally, we'll say one more word on Yad, but let's just finish all three. And the third is, number three is, I'll find a few in the Ran. If you look in the Ran, it's about the 15th line or so, the third to last word on the line, the Yados Nedarim, about the 15th wide line, at the end, the Yados, this is number three, what's a Yad? The Yados Nedarim, who shemaschil b'miksas diburo shel neder. You start saying a regular neder, but you basically don't finish your sentence. Ella she'eno gomer oso, v'oso miksas adibur, hari kilu noder kol ashlamas adibur. I say, that thing should be ushered to me like, or, you are separated from me. It's also an example of a Yad. Like, what does separated mean? Meaning, you spoke perfect words. You didn't say konach, or whatever, some other strange word. You say real words, but you don't finish. You didn't say everything. You didn't say like a carbon. You didn't explain yourself totally. So that's called a yad. And that also works. Like the Ron says, ka'adam ha'ocheis kli bebeis yad shelo. Like you pick up a tea kettle. You're only holding the handle, but you hold the whole tea kettle. So it's something with a yad. You only said a few words, but you still hold the whole neder has effect. That's called a yad l'nedarim, a yad neder. So there's ikra neder, kinui, and yad. Okay, those are the three areas of Nidre Isser, and that's the first round. The first round gives us a beautiful hakdama to the whole Masechta. Just one halacha lemaisa. It's all halacha lemaisa, but one arachayim halacha lemaisa where this comes up. The Ritva here on our daf says that for a kinui, right, this other language, it only works where that other language is accepted. Let's say konach is only accepted in France. People say carbon is konach in France, and you're in Australia. You're in somewhere else. Australia is English, but you're in somewhere else. They don't speak that language. So the Ritva says it doesn't work then. It only works if you have a strange language. Besides Lashon HaKodesh, this works everywhere. But if you have a strange language, it only works in the place where that strange language exists. That's the Ritva here on Daf Beis. Who quotes this? Yeah? How does that fit with... That's within Rabbi Yochanan. Within Rabbi Yochanan, let's say. Within Rabbi Yochanan. Says the Bir Halacha. Bir Halacha. We're back in our Achayim. Let's go back to the Shulchan Aruch for a minute. Shulchan Aruch and Simin, Samach Beis. Af al pisha mitzvah ladaktik bo'osiyo... I'm sorry, that's Sif Beis. Samach Beis Beis. Yochol likrosa b'chaloshon. You can say Kriyashma in any language you want, says the Shulchan Aruch. You don't know Hebrew? You could say Kriyashma in any language you want. V'zoher midivrei shibus sheba'oso lashon. You have to be very careful to formulate and enunciate in that language perfectly. Exactly like we're medaktik in Hebrew. V'idaktik bo kamo b'lashon ha'kodesh. That's the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Bir Halacha. V'da'o dinir li b'pshitus. It's obvious to me. To osan advar manemaron b'chol lashon, that which the Shulchan Aruch allows you to speak in any language, hu dafkim anshi osa medina medabrin kach. That's only if those people speak that language. You could say Kriyashma in French in France. You could say Kriyashma in Spanish in Spain. Or Washington Heights. Right? You could say Kriyashma in other language, you know, in wherever that's accepted. Only a few people know that language there. Zelo nechshav lashon klal lemedina zu she'ina makaris bezu alashon bishma lashon hakodesh. That's a language mitzad ha'etzem. That's the only inherent language. Right? The world was created in lashon hakodesh. Ish isha ma she'ein kein b'shar lashon. Shar lashon is only based on heskim ha'medina, like the Ran here said. And that only works when the Medina accepts it. But if you're in a different country, so then it's not going to work. What's my raya? Ritva al alfas nedarim reish parakama. Our ritva right here. Our ritva right here is only accepted in the place, the country where they speak it. That's the Bir Halacha here in Samach Beis in Arachai. Okay, here we go. Okay, so now let's start the Masechta. We started already, but now we'll start the inside. It's only five lines. I'm at Aleph. Again, as I said, the words of the daf are shorter, but they are jam packed. The Nedarim is a tremendously lumdish masechta. There's a lot to talk about on each page. Okay, yeah. You can be mechayev between Nedarim and Kriya Shema. In a chinami, okay, Nedarim is totally on Lashon B'nei Adam. Lashon B'nei Adam might be every personal B'nei Adam. While Kriya Shema is a din Kriya. And a din Kriya, you might say, has more higher standard. You're right. The Bir Halacha connects it. But you might have been mechalik. Yeah.
If a guy from France moves to America and he's much more familiar with French and he knows it much better, why can't
he stop? If a guy is, but right, the chiddush of the Bir Halacha is that really. Right, even if he's traveling. Lachadchila was supposed to say in a Lashon HaKodesh. But the whole heter, and there are other problems, I'm not posturing now, there's a whole problem. How do you say lototafos in other languages? I mean, what does that mean? How do you translate that word? So there are other problems with translating. But let's say you could get a perfect translation, still it's a din, like Rabbanu was saying, it's still a din kriya. And you have to be correct. So what's called a din kriya? A din kriya has a certain standard. So Rabbanu is like, so maybe the Nedarim has nothing to do with it. That's not a din kriya. That's just lamaisa. What's it, what you say? But if you say a din kriya, you can have a certain standard of what's accepted. Okay, here we go. Kol kinuye nedarim kinedarim. So the Mishnah starts off with part two, right? It doesn't even say you can make a neder. That's in the Torah. You don't need the Mishnah to say that. So part two, kinuye nedarim, meaning machlokes, right? Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. If you use this unusual lashon, that's a kinuy. Konam, instead of saying the word carbon, right? Any kinin nedarim has the status of nedarim. Vacharamim kacharamim. Charamim also, usually cherem means you're machrim something to the Beis HaMikdash. So that's not spoken about here. That's spoken about in Seder Kachim, in Mesechus Me'ila and other places. But here it means you're machrim something personally, as a nidre iser. This should be also tamika cherem. So kinuye charamim are like a real cherem. Shvuis kishvuis, and a kinuy for a shvua is like a shvua. Vinazirus kinazirus, and a kinuy of a nazir. If I say I want to be a nazir, if I promise to be a nazir, also not using the regular language, hare alai nazir nazirus. I don't say that. So then it's that's like a real nazirus. Right? Could a woman be a nazir? Could a woman be a nazir? Nazira? Yeah, it's a pasuk. Ish o isha. That's one of the, remember, Rav Shechter for his bechinas to get into the kollel, so he always asked, yes, there's certain famous questions that he asked. Two types of killing, but Rav Amina and others, so he said, could a woman be a nazir? It's a drasha, ish o isha, ki after linda nazir o hazir. It's pasuk and parshas nasa. Right, so it's called nazirs. If a woman says, I want to be a nazira, right, so she could be a nazir, also with kinuyim. So all kinuyim are like the actual item in Nedarim, in Charamim, in Shvuas, and in Naziris. The Mishnah continues. Let's finish the Mishnah first, and then we'll talk more. Ha'omer l'chaveiro. The Mishnah now gives an example of a yad. Of a yad. And the Gemara is going to say, we didn't even mention the word yad. We're talking about kinuyim. We already know what a yad is, because we did the Ran. We know, Iker ha'neder, kinuyim, and a yad. Remember, yad? A yad is where you just leave out some words. It's not an unusual. A kinuy is a strange word. But a yad is like, it's like a handle, right? You pick up a little bit and you mean the whole thing. So you just left something out. So what's a yad? Ha'omer l'chaveiro, I say to my friend, mudrani mimcha, I am mudar from you. Mufreshani mimcha, I'm separated from you. Muruchani mimcha, I am distant from you. Yes, what does that mean, I'm distant from you? Explain yourself more. That's why it's a yad. Sha'ani ochel l'cha, I will eat some of the girsa, she'ini ochel l'cha, that I won't eat by you. She'ini to'am l'cha, I won't taste by you. But like the Ran says, you don't say the word isser, you don't say the word karbon, usser. In all these cases, it's usser, because that is a yad. That is a yad, l'neder, and therefore it works. Yeah, all of these you say together. You say, mudrani v'shani mruchkani, one of those with she'ini ochel l'cha, she'ini to'am l'cha. So that is a yad, and therefore it's usr. Again, the Gemara is going to say, what happened to the kinuyim? Why are we talking about yados? Menuda ani lecha, the last line of, I am excommunicated from you. Menuda ani lecha, Rabbi Akiva yechochim azel hachamer. Rabbi Akiva was machmer in that case. That we'll talk about later. The Gemara will talk about. Okay. There is a major discussion, probably if you look at a lot of the achronisha svarim on nedarim, the first sugya is shame b'shvua. Shame b'shvua. What does that mean? It's on this line of shvuas kishvuas. A kinui shvua is like the shvua itself. So says the Ran. The Ran in the Dibur Maskil of shvuas kishvuas, about the 20th line down. Do you have to mention Shem Hashem when you make an oath? I swear that whatever. Do you have to mention Shem Hashem there? Major machlokas. Says the Ran. You know what you see from this Mishnah? You do not. Why? Because if you're saying Shem Hashem, then of course Kinui Shvua is like a Shvua. Shem Hashem is the main part of the Shvua. So you said an unusual Lashon. Of course, says the Ran. The Shvua is Keshvua. See there where that Ran is? Klomer, de Kinui Shvua Rekeshvua V'chayla. Umeha Shaminon de Shvua Lo Ba'yashem. You see from here that when you make an oath, you do not have to mention Shem Hashem. You don't have to mention it. Ella, Kivach Amar Shvua, O Shvusa, Shi Kinuya. Once you say a word that means oath, Shalo Ochal Kigerzeh, Asr La Achlo. Right, that's it, it's Asr. Why? Dibish Hizkar Hashem, if you say Shem Hashem, you don't need the Kinuy there at all, just say that Shem Hashem. Tebekle Mishavaskar Hashem, Davil Below Shvua, Ubelo Kinuy Avi Shvua. So this is one of the major rayas that you do not need Shem Hashem by a Shvua. Ha'elokim, the Gemara says. Ha'elokim, I'll do it. And that, well, you didn't say the word, I swear. Right, Mari Davram. Right, that's the us also. Super stuff base. Right, so you don't even have to say the Lashon of Shvua. That is the Shita of the Ran. The Ran then goes on to ask, though, there's a Gemara that seems to say Mefurish against me. V'ika, about six lines down, V'ika lakshuyeh, the Ran quotes from Shvuas Ha'edus, Shvuas Lamed Hey, that Shvuas Ha'edus requires Shem Hashem. What's Shvuas Ha'edus? Shvuas Ha'edus means, it's one of the, from Parshas Vayikra, I go over to you and say, you know testimony about me. Can you testify on my behalf? You saw that Reuven borrowed $100 from me. And you say, I don't know you. I don't know any testimony about you. So I say to you, I swear to me that you don't know testimony. And you say, I swear. And then we find out that you admit that you lied. So you have to bring a special card, but that's called Shvuas Ha'edus. Shvuas about not knowing testimony. So the Gemara there says you have to have Shem Hashem. Shvuas Ha'edus requires Shem Hashem. So, and you get out of it. So one way you get out of it is different types of Shvuas. That's the Rivet. Maybe Shvuas Ha'edus is different than other Shvuas, but famous Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says, Tirutz Rabbeinu Tam, the Ran quotes it, there's two different types of Shvuas. There's something called Mushba Mipi Atzmo, and there's something called Mushba Mipi Acherim. Again, all of these, hopefully, throughout the Masechta, we'll come back to. I make a Shvua. I swear that I will not eat hamburgers. That's Mushba Mipi Atzmo. Nobody else is involved. I made a Shvua myself. But if somebody comes over to me, swear to me that you don't know testimony, and I say, I swear. So that's called Mushba Mipi Acherim. Right? Or I say, swear to me, and I say, amen. Right? Right? You say the whole Shvua. You're generating the Shvua. So that's called Mushma Mipi Acherim. Says the Rabbeinu Tam, they're two very different Shvuas. By Mushma Mipi Acherim, that's when you need Shem Hashem. That's Shvuas Ha'edus. You need Shem Hashem. That works very differently than a Mushma Mipi Atzmo. Then you don't need Shem Hashem. The Shvua relates to you whether you say Shem Hashem or not. Maybe you need Shem Hashem as a Metzareif, however it works. You need Shem Hashem when somebody else is making you swear. But when you swear yourself, you don't have to. That's how you answer the Seer in the Gemaras. That's Rabbeinu Tam. One second. Says the Ran, after quoting this. Look at this beautiful Lashon. V'tzamahani alav, peh kadosh eich amar davar zeh. You might have seen this in other Svarim, but they get it from this Ran. How could that holy mouth say such a thing? The Ran talking about Rabbeinu Tam. If I say amen, look what the Ran says. Da harminim besof perak shvua shtayim basra. Da hamotzi amen achar shvua kamotzi shvua mipivdami. This is no different. If you make me swear and I say amen or I say I swear, it's as if I said the whole thing. There's no difference fundamentally. Bibi asma mibi acherim. Once I say I swear amen, then it's the same thing. There's no fundamental difference between mibi asma mibi acherim. So the Ran says, "Kimotzi shua mi pivdami." So obviously, Rabbeinu Tam doesn't take that so literally. Kir, he focuses on the kir. Kimotzi shua mi pivdami. But it's not exactly the same. But that is how Rabbeinu Tam answers the stira. Mushba mi piyasa, mushba mi acher. The Ran would have to say that Gemara means something different. He'll have to reread that Gemara Chua Sa'edus. There is though one more. Oh, before we get to that, the Nitziv has a mucker in the Torah for Rabbeinu Tam. Where would you look? Where did you look? Parshas Chayesara. Parshas Chayesara. Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu is making Eliezer. You're already sending Eliezer to go get a wife for Yitzchak. So what does it say there? V'yashbiacha, Chavta al Gimel, Bashem, Elokei Hashemayim, Elokei Haaretz. I make you swear, Bashem, Elokei Hashemayim, Elokei Haaretz, Asher lo sikach isha levni b'mnos kanani, right? I make you swear in the name of Hashem that you won't take a wife for Yitzchak. From the Bedos Canaan. Says that the Nitziv and the Harchev Dovar, Kamosha Kasa Rabbeinu Tam. Right? Behavior Rabbeinu Tam, right? What is Rabbeinu Tam? Vash Biachab Hashem. This is a Mipi Acherim. Right? Avraham is making Eliezer swear. Mipi Acherim. Doesn't always say Shem Hashem in the Torah by Shavuos. Right? By last week's parsha, Shin Mayel Chatachas Yerechi. He's going to make sure that they say Shem Hashem there. He's going to look at the psukim. But here he says, right? He says, Vashmiach, Mipiachayim. That's why he mentioned Shem Hashem. And then he said, Rabbeinu Tam brings a raya from Sota, right? By Sota, right? The Ron's Kasha Rabbeinu Tam is that by Sota, also Shem Hashem. But she's swearing herself by Sota that she didn't do it. No, so the Rabbeinu, the Nesiv says, no, they're also, the Kohen is being Mashpia her. The Kohen is being Mashpia, Vishpia Osa Kohen. They're also, it's Bia Peirim. Sherem Nishba has Sota be Piatzma in a Klum. El Dafka Kohen Mashpia Osa. Vihitana Amen. Xeris Akasiv, Shesota Mushpia be Kohen. Right, Mashenki, if you say it yourself. So the Rabbeinu Tam think, the Nesiv says, that this is why there's that word in the Torah, Chayisara, Mashviach HaBashem, okay, Hashemayim, because it is Mipi Acherim. And finally, the last sheet, sort of we have the Ran, never requires Shem Hashem in the Shvuah. Rabbeinu Tam, it's Bechalik between Mipi Asma, Mipi Acherim. The third Shita, who else would you look in? What? Rambam. Rambam says, even without the Shem Hashem, it's a Doraisa, but you don't get Malkus unless you say Shem Hashem. That's the Shitas of Rambam and others. That's Rambam and Shavuos and Perek Beis, Halacha Dalid. If you don't say Shem Hashem, it's still Usur. But if you look in all the Psukim by the Lavim, all the Psukim by the Losa says, mention Shem Hashem. Losi Shavu Vishmi LaShaker. So to get Malkus, you need the Shem Hashem, even though you don't need the Malkus to be Usur Daraisa. Hariza Usur Bedavar Shishba Allah. Aval Eno Loke, Velo Mevi Karba, Nim Avar Ashwaso, Ach Yeheba Shem, Min Hashemos, Ham Yuchadim, O Kinui, Min Akinuyim, Kemo, Shebi Arno. That is the Rambam mentioning Shem Hashem.
Yeah.
Pashtus, the sheetas that say you don't need to mention it, you don't need to mention it. You don't need to mention it at all. Maybe, but you're leading me into the next point, so that, thank you. But, I know you didn't mean it, but, Rav Asher Weiss has a discussion in Parshas Toldos, where he talks about there are many shvuas throughout Sefer Bereishis that we find. Simon Lama Dalet, if you want to look it up. Many shvuas in the Nedarim throughout Sefer Bereishis, right? Esav swears. He shavali kayama. A lot of B'nai Noach swears. That's his discussion. What teeth does a Shavua have to a Ben Noach? It's not one of the Shavua misses B'nai Noach. Right, so even if you want to say that the Abos are Mekayim Kalatar Akula Achelo Nitna, and therefore, from their point of view, they swore. But what about the real non-Jews that in Sefer Bereishis? You're not going to say Esav was Mekayim Kalatar Akula. Okay, you want to pick two mitzvahs, maybe. But he didn't do it. Right, so asks the Rav Asher Weiss, the Menachas Asher, did he have to keep his word? Shvuah is not one of the Sheva Mitzvahs. Right, did he have to keep his word? So, he quotes a Panim Yafos, from Parshas Matos, who says that maybe Shvuah is included in the Isser of Birchas Hashem. Birchas Hashem is one of the Sheva Mitzvahs. Right, the big three, and then Al Beis Gimel Dalet. Eiver Menachai, Berech Lashem, Gezel, and Dinim. Right, so Beis is Berech Lashem, cursing Hashem, Chas V'Shalom. So, says the Panim Yafis, that keeping your Shavua, if you swear, and you don't keep your Shavua, that's a violation of Berech Lashem. That's where they're included. So says Rav Asher Weiss, but this only works according to the Rishonim, let's say you have to say Shem Hashem. Could you say that they're going to violate Berech Lashem without even saying Shem Hashem? That's very difficult. So said Rav Asher Weiss a Chiddush, based on Rishonim. He says it must be the Lamanta Amar Shvua Ein Sorach Shem. So this is your point. Even according to the ones like the Ran here, you don't have to mention Shem Hashem. It's because it's as if you mentioned Shem Hashem. It's not that you don't need to mention Shem Hashem. Shem Hashem in general, according to these Rishonim, just strengthens the oath. But the oath, it's not per se that you need to say Shem Hashem. But you need it to be a real strong Shvua. So if they say that it's a strong Shvua without Shem Hashem, it's as if you said Shem Hashem. There's nothing added. Ela Mishum Denechshav Kiilu Nishma B'Shem. The Kol Inyan Shvua K'Shishava B'Shem. And that's what he suggests. That's the Menachas Asher in Simin Lamadal. So according to this, conceptually, maybe every Shavua is with Shem Hashem. The only question is, do you need it to say it explicitly? Okay, you have to work more on that. Chiddush, you can look more there in Simin Lamadal. Okay, on my base. My turn. You didn't think we could spend so much time on Lamadal. Come on. Says the Gemara. Kol kinuyin nedarim. The last 15 lines here is just examples of something, as you'll see. Kol kinuyin nedarim ki nedarim. The Gemara starts off by saying all kinuyin nedarim are like nedarim. So maishna gabi nazir jalok tani luhu lukulhu. Why by nazir? If you look at the beginning of the second nedarim, it says kol kinuyin nazir is kinaziris. but it doesn't give all the other examples of Haramim and Shvuas. Doesn't give. So why here? It gives all these other examples. And by Nazir, it just gives that one line. Why by Nazir only one? And here it says all of them. Mishum answers the Gemara. Mishum did Neder Ushvua Ksivi Gabi Hadadi. Since Neder and Shvua are written by each other, they always go together. Tony Tartan, once you say Neder, so you're going to say Shvua, because that's always a team. The Kivon, the Tani, Tartan, Tani Lakulu. And once we had these two, you're going to say Neder and Shvua, so you throw in the whole pack. Once you're going to have two, so you throw in the whole list. If the whole reason you wrote the whole list is because you want Shvuas and Nedarim to be together, so why in our Mishnah does it say Nedarim and then Charamim and then Shvuas? Put Shvuas with Nedarim at least, because those are the whole reason why the list is here. The Gemara answers no. Idi Detana, and here's the line. The only place in Shas where Chefsa, and not Gavra is mentioned, but at least the opposite of Chefsa, is mentioned. Idi, Joshua, are you here for this? Idi de Tana Nedarim de Mitzar Chefza Allah? Tana Nami Haramim de Mitzar Chefza Allah. How do you usually make a neder? The focus is the object. The object is ushered to me. That's a neder. I am not allowed to eat hamburgers. Right? So the focus is me, not the object. Chefza versus what we call Gavra. What we call Gavra. So by Nedarim and by Haramim, the focus is the Chefza, is the object. That's why Haramim are put second in the Mishnah. La fuki shvua to ka'asar nafshi min chefza. To exclude shvua, a shvua is put third because that's focusing on the person. Right? The difference between Neder and Nedava. Neder and Nedava. Actually, it doesn't work so well. We won't mention that now. But, yeah. Two types of nedarim. No, you could have a neder. I mean, this is talking about neder versus shvua. You're asking even with...
Haramim is a neder hekesh, right?
A neder... Haramim here is not a neder hekesh. A neder haramim here is not the usual cheirim that you refers to the hekesh. Okay, so that's what the Gemara says. It's chefza, nedarim are chefza, haramim are chefza, versus shvua, which are usher. Okay, there's a lot to talk about on this line, but you know what? Let's first finish the Yamud, and then we'll come back and then talk more about this Chefza Gavra issue. We even got a Shuvah Halacha L'maisa that has to do with this. We'll see. Pause that, but Kinuyim Kokan in Nedarim, 1 minute. We'll get back to the Lashon. The Mishnah started off talking about Kinuyim Umafarish Yados, Ha'omer L'chaver, Mudra Ani Mimcha. And then it gives an example of a Yad, the question that we ask in the Mishnah. It says, all Kinuyim are like the actual thing, and here's the example of a Yad. Right, the Yad, right? Mufreshani Mimcha, without... So we don't know anything about a yad. What's it? Why doesn't it explain kinuyim? Vesu yados inshi. I know that we forgot to mention yados. The yados aren't even mentioned in the Mishnah. So Gemara says no. Iri bahon. The Mishnah does mention them. V'chisuri mechsura. Also, what's pointed out is the Masechta Nedarim has unusual lashonos sometimes. Right, the Menachem pointed out that there's no teku in Nedarim. There's some other word, as we'll see, that it's used instead of teku. So here, usually, you don't have Iri Bahon, the Chisuri Mechsura. Unusual law. It is, just like Chisuri Mechsura. It is talking about it, the Chisuri Mechsura. Hachik Tani. Kokinin Nedarim, Ginadarim, the Yadu Nedarim, Ginadarim. So add in the word Yadus, it says Kokinin are like Nedarim, and then Yadus are like Nedarim. The Livresh Kinuin Beresha. So at least keep in order. What does the Mishnah say? All Kinuin Nedarim are like Nedarim. All Yadus Nedarim are like Nedarim. And then it explains Yados. Shouldn't it be explaining Kinuyim first? A-B-A-B? Wouldn't that... Instead, it's A-B-B-A, right? Shouldn't it be A-B-A-B? The Gemara says, no. Ha-huda salak minei, ha-hu mefarish bereisha. The Mishnah many times goes in that order, structure of A-B-B-A. It explains the second thing first. For example, kidatan, the Mishnah in Shabbos, ba-me-me alikin, ba-me-ima alikin, ain-ma alikin, b'chulu. It explains the second thing first. Ba-me-tona, ain't-tomnim, right, the fourth parak, ain't-tomnim. It explains the second thing first about hatmana. Ba-me-isha yosa, ba-me-ino yosa, lo-tetze isha. It explains the second thing first, period, fine. Says the Gemara, that doesn't always work though. The kol hecha de pasach lo mefarish bereisha. It never starts off with the thing that it listed first. I'll give you other examples of A, B, A, B. Here we go. Vatzna, the Mishnah says in Baba Basra, Yesh nochlonu manchilin, nochlonu velo manchilin. There are some people that inherit and then give inheritance. Some people that get inheritance and don't give inheritance. V'yelo nochlonu manchilin. So you see, it's A, B, A, B. Yesh mutaris labalein vasuris liyemein, mutaris liyemein vasuris labalein. Parak we had in Yavam is, V'yelo mutaris labalein vasuris liyemein. I've got another example where it talks about some women who are mutted to their husbands and also to their Yavam is, and vice versa. And again, it explains the first thing first. Yesh tu'uno shem avalavona, shem avalolavona, by carbonus mincha. Carbon mincha is made of flour, and many have oil also, and frankincense, some don't. So again, some need oil on lavona, v'shemen v'lo lavona, v'il tunas shemen v'lo lavona. You saw these examples. Yesh tunas hagasha v'in tunufas hagash tunufa. Some carbonous mincha are taken to the close to the mizbeach, but are not waved. Tunufa v'lo hagasha, some are waved and not taken close. V'il tunufos, v'il tunas hagasha. And again, it explains the first thing first. Yesh b'char l'nachla v'in b'char l'kohen, mishne b'choros. There are some firstborns that are a firstborn for a double portion, but not a firstborn to be get a pidyon ben. Some opposite. B'char l'kohen v'in b'char l'nachla. V'ezer b'char l'nachla v'in b'char l'kohen. Question mark. These are another five examples where we have A, B, A, B. So what does the Mishnah do? A, B, B, A, or A, B, A, B? So the Gemara answers, Halin Mishum Da'av Shilei Mefarei Shehu Da'pazak Bereisha. No, when there's more than one factor involved, then it's going to be confusing if you go A, B, B, A. So here, all of these, the last group that was quoted, there's at least two factors. Hagasha Tnufa, Manchil Nochel. So then we want to keep it clear, so we go A, B, A, B. It's much more clear, so that's why if there's more than one factor, we do it like that. It says the Gemara v'ha b'meh behema yotza u'bameh eino yotza d'lo avsha, that parak in Shabbos, there's only one factor, v'ktani yotze gamel, and it still goes back to A, B, A, B. So the Gemara says, Ella, the Gemara answers, lav dafka, it must not be any specific order. Zimna mefarish with the pazak bereisha, v'zimna hu desalak mefarish bereisha. Period. It must be. Rav Yehuda Nasi has his reasons, but he just does some things this way, some things that way. Good question. I don't know, but it's the daf. If you're no, why does the Gemara have to give five examples? Unclear exactly why so many, but that's what the Gemara does. I don't know what one adds and the other does not have. But again, you're right, the Gemara could have just given one example, but the wants to show that there's a pattern, there's a group on each side. Okay, let's go back. So the Gemara up top had said the chiluk between a neder and a shvua. A neder is focused on the chefsa, a shvua is focused on the gavra. What happens if you say a neder in the language of shvua, or you say a shvua in the language of a neder? What if you say differences? You mean to say, I swear, like, I swear that I will not eat hamburgers, but instead you say, I promise, I'm no der. So basically, it's a shvua, but in the language of a neder. I promise that I will not eat hamburgers. That's really a shvua. It's clothed in the language of a neder. So does that work? Or that item is sworn from me. Right? That's a neder that's clothed in shvua language. That's a machlokas we've shown him. The Ran here says, Ein bedvar of klum. If you use a neder, lashon shvua, right, the fourth or fifth skinny line on Bezum Abez, the Ran says, Umeha mashma. Shvu in the language of Nedir, language of Shvu, nothing. Ein bedvar of klum. That's the sheet of the Ran. But if you go now to the fifth to last skinny line on the page, Aval haRambanzal, Kasav behilchas nedarim, Shelo, Delek l'shibushi hadach, so you know, there is significance if you mess up the Lashonos. Why? Ulamemet l'odaki b'lun ashayu, Elevade nedir shor v'lashon shvu, shor v'lashon nedir, Mahani mihu lav me'ikr ha'nedir. It's not an ikr, but it's at least a yad. It's at least a yad, says the Ramban. Right? Just like we said, you had worse lashonos that work. So if you use a neder, lashon shvua, elamidin yados hu demahani, it works as a yad. Major machlokas we've shown him. If you make a shvua and lashon neder, vice versa, does it work? Where does this come up? Listen to this shuva. Rav Avadya. Shuvas yabia omer in yaredeya chelek ches simin chaf. Rachmana litzlan, there was a child that was very sick. Isha shaben shalachala ma'od, there was a child that was very sick. And the woman said the following, the mother, Ani no deres, she'im banai yakum mechal yovi avri, asaleg mi besi as a televisia. She didn't say it's bebesi. I am no deres, right? Which is like a shvua. I swear, but she said, I promise that if my son gets better, I'm going to throw the television out of the house. So, and Baruch Hashem, her son got better. She wants to throw the television out of the house. Baruch Hashem. But the problem is, what's the problem? So, Bram Da'aka. The problem is that the husband doesn't want her to. Why? Not Stam, because he loves his television, but he is a man who has a terrible temper. Adam Atzvani V'Ragzan Ma'od. And a lot of times he just loses it. He loses control. The doctors suggested to him, get a television, so when you find yourself losing control, go watch the news. Go sit down and watch the news. And he doesn't watch, I mean, the context is, he doesn't watch the priest's shows, says Rav Avadya. Obviously, I guess he doesn't watch the commercials, but I don't know what there is on talent. I don't really watch, but He says he only washes some quote unquote mutter stuff. And if you take it out of the house, you know what's going to happen? There's going to be Shalom Bayis problems, potentially. Shalom Bayis issues, right? Because he's going to go back to not having a way to get out of his temper. Right? So he says, Alu ma'oda ba'alach zor l'suro l'sparitz neged ishto banav v'tachzer terrible v'nimsa batal Shalom Bayis. And the day he heard about it, it wasn't even batal l'neder. So he blew it. Right? So, you're Rav Avadya. So what do you say? So you're like, okay, I'm going to pass this one. Right? He doesn't pass it. Right? He starts off, Nadara Beis of a Beis. What's the first sugya you got to talk about? This was a Shavua, but Lashon Neder. So he says, first of all, many Rishonim say it's a meaningless oath. Because what does the Ron say? Aim at Varav Klum. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch paskins in one day. So says the Rav Avadya, first of all, maybe what she said is meaningless. And therefore, that's one side of Lahaka. I'm not going to read it. Yavia Omer are very long tshuvas. So he said, number one, he says, even though he lists all the terrible things about television, and it's terrible that you can have it's no worse than, he doesn't say this, but it's no worse than a Pasul Sefer Torah, you know, you're not allowed to have it in your house. So he quotes, he says, even though I know all that, but here, Shoha Ish Nishmar Milastaka, but Bitochni Yoshiyat Pahemishim Pritzus, he only puts it on when he's angry and he only watches the Chadashot, he only watches the news, Shapar Yish Lahakel, with his Nisarach of Shalom Bayis. Then he quotes, also, there is an idea that many Rishonim talk about, where is it here, from the Maharal Nach, that anytime there's at least a suffix about the neder, you can lechadchila be noder it if it was said be'ez tzara. A neder be'ez tzara is on a lower footing, because you only said it because you have a word b'tzaras. So there's a bigger reason to be matur neder by a neder be'ez tzara. So here there's a suffix whether it's a neder at all, and it was a neder be'ez tzara. So he says, I think definitely you could be mekel about that. Then he quotes more. Otsvar lahakel, because the ikker reason that where is it here? Otsvar lahakel. She ikker atam she'in lahatur neder and neder be'ez tzara mishum davi kenoder alasa makom mishul tovash asimo. Some Rishonim say you should not be neder be'ez tzara, because that's when you really had kavanah to give something to Hashem. So your ultimate purpose is for Hashem. V'shem e'im ratzono yisbarach, and maybe Hashem doesn't want you to be materit. But here there's another makkah mitzvah, Shalom Bayis. So Shalom Bayis, we're mochik the Shem Hashem for Shalom Bayis. So what that is, she said Shem Hashem. By Soda, we're mochik the Shem Hashem for it, so therefore, he thinks you could be makel. And he says, Bechlau, maybe it's Ba'onesh. She has no power here. What, she's going to take it and throw it out of the house? What's her husband going to do? Just stand there and let her do it? Says Ba'ones, a nirisha isha, eno isha misugelis b'kolchas atzma. She can't do it against her the rutzen of her husband. The doctor said he needs this for his health. The doctor said he needs it. Ubegabe isha chashiv shaper ones. She can't be mekayim her nether. So maskana the dina, he is meko ki gadol hashalom v'smol dochev yimin makareves, etc. He says at the end. He says in the last paragraph. He says, by the way, I'll tell you about another case I had. Another case I had. He says one time a man came to me. And he was an older man who went to visit like six boys, and every day and every Shabbos he went to a different one of their houses. They took care of him. Kedela Tapel. And then one time he went to he heard a shir that I gave, says Rav Avadya, about the terrible qualities of television. So when he walked out of the shir, he said, I promise I'm never going to any of my kids until they get the television out of the house. And then, and then the kids come and say, you said that? So then they went back to Rav Avadya. You made him make the shmua. So again, he says, I called him and he realized that, you know, they have to take care of him and he can't live by himself, and he goes through the whole psoka and he says he was making there also, he should be koch nefesh. Anyway, that is, Rav Avadya has that discussion in Yoredeya Ches Chav. There's a big discussion which we didn't get to have for Chefza Gavra. That will start with that tomorrow. Again, more of the Chefza Gavra issues. Today's steer was sponsored Luzecha Nishmas, Yehudis Bas Mordechai Tzvi HaKohen, sponsored by the Oppenheimer family from New Jersey.
He was
Matir.
And on Rav Moshe as a tshuva on Chayolim, that was in the Russian army. So instead they could say Krishma in Russian, but Shem Hashem has no translation. So
you have to say Shem Hashem.
Oh, Hashem, yeah.
So just that word.
Yeah. Remember?
Yes, that was it. Yeah.
What's the original story of the Gemara assuming that nether
the language from the outset?
No.
The Mar doesn't. I'm saying the Ron on that he was that there's three between nether and hekdesh.
So what's, I don't know what's
Ron counts it as one.
Because Lemaisa, it's the same idea.
Yeah, but the whole institution is empty.
Yeah.